Instead of talking to you today about self-care, I want to talk to you about taking care of yourself. And yes, there is a difference, and that difference is important. Hi, welcome to the conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out about me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And I have to be honest with you, my friends, today I'm talking to you about taking care of yourself, and that is not the episode that's on tap. I am staring at a listener letter that's been in my inbox for a little while, and I wasn't really sure how to respond to it. The listener wrote in with a question and basically said, "My life is not Instagram perfect. I'm not particularly pretty. I don't dress particularly well. I don't look like an Instagram, you know, sort of superstar. How am I supposed to get everybody to believe in me and follow me when I don't even believe in myself?" That, you know, and she goes on to say she's, you know, struggling with making ends meet, that she's living paycheck to paycheck, et cetera, et cetera. And I heard the whole story. And I was supposed to talk to her today about imposter syndrome and how do you stand in your own worth and stand in your truth when you're not as far on the journey as other people are, when you don't look like you're playing the part, et cetera, et cetera. That's the conversation I was supposed to have with you today. And I have to tell you, this letter's been sitting in my box for a couple of weeks now. So clearly there was something about it that was either just gnawing at me, didn't sit well, but I kept coming up with other letters to answer instead or other conversations to have with you. And even today, as I went to record it, I didn't feel like I needed to read the letter because I figured out what it was that I really wanted my listener to hear. Because I get these letters all the time. I don't look like an Instagram influencer. My hair is not just perfectly golden and flowy. I don't have the best clothes. I'm not always out in the sunshine. I don't have a desk. I love this part of the letter where she said, "I don't have a desk, but everything's perfectly white and gold and organized," and it just made me laugh at all of the sort of, you know, stock photos that people have about their visions for how entrepreneurs live. And I felt her on that one too, because currently my office is the end of our dining room table in the apartment that we have. So I understand the heart and the spirit of what's being asked. Like, I don't look like a superstar, so why is anybody going to ever believe in me? And I know that's the question that's being asked. I just don't think that's the answer that people like her need to hear, because I think you probably resonate with that message too, that the conversation isn't about how do I show up as this, you know, picture perfect version of competence when I feel like I'm a hot mess inside. More so, I think the real conversation is what do these influencers have that I don't? And how can I get myself a little bit more of that? And if you kind of listen to conversations about this or you talk to other people, everyone will start to say, like, well, you know, anybody can make themselves look pretty if they have a professional videographer, and anybody can just look like a rock star when they get branding images done for their marketing. But what are us bootstrapped people supposed to be doing? And I think that we focus and overemphasize the picture perfectness of it all. And one of the things that I think people miss is that it's actually not about the pictures. It's not actually about the perfectly poised photo op in just the right spot, looking just perfectly casual. What those influencers have that the people who are trying to aspire to be more like is a decision to take care of themselves. They live the life by their own design. So when I see these images, when I see these people in their sunshiny perfectness and their branding photos, when I see them on their vacations and their laptop lifestyle and all of that, the other thing I see is a lot of people who are taking time to take care of themselves. They look well rested. They look like they eat a good basic decent diet. They look physically fit. Their skin looks healthy. And yes, there's makeup and photoshopping to be had, but they look like they've gotten some sleep and they look happy. And when I think about all of the letters I've gotten over the years about, I don't feel like I fit the part, I'm a couple extra pounds heavier, I'm this, I'm that, and all of the letters I've gotten about not being good enough, not being pretty enough, suave enough, good looking enough, etc., etc., fill in the blanks with the not enoughness. The root of it, actually, I don't think has to do with any of that. Because I often wonder if I ask the letter writers who write to me about this, and I ask them, when was the last time you got 8 hours of sleep? How much water have you drunk in the past 24 hours? When was the last time you physically moved your body? When was the last time you did something you enjoyed just for fun? When was the last time you talked to somebody who was really important to you and that you wanted to connect with? See where I'm going with this? It's kind of my theory here that these thought influencers, these people we aspire to be like, these role models, if you will, that's their secret sauce. Do the videographers make them look particularly better? Of course. Does the photoshopping help? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, they're practicing what they preach. They're taking time for themselves. They're prioritizing things. And they're taking care of themselves. And that's the thing that when I, you know, one of the things that I'm really fortunate, you know, to have is like, I work with a lot of successful business owners. It's funny sometimes for me when these letter writers write in and they talk about like aspiring to be like someone, and whoever they're aspiring to be like is actually a client of mine. And I think it's so easy to create these stories of picture perfect perfection. But at the end of the day, you can only cover so much and you can only fake it so much. And I think that we can tell the difference between someone who's genuine and someone who's just putting on a pose for Facebook. So I want you to think a little bit about, instead of trying to meet the physical attributes of these thought influencers, to dress like them, to be in their same, you know, beautiful locales, what if you focus on the inside out? If you look at the last time you brought joy in your life, if you look at the last time you created meaning for yourself, the last time you sort of indulged in your favorite food, if you, you know, sort of had a comfort day in your PJs where you did nothing but exactly what you wanted to do, when was the last time you indulged? When was the last time you put the to-do list aside and said, I'm just going to do something for me today? Because I think so often, you know, you've heard me talk about it on the show before. I have a love-hate relationship with the phrase self-care, and I largely loathe that phrase. I don't think it's like, I don't think it builds people up. I think it sets false expectations and largely sets people up to fail. But if we ignore self-care for a second and we just focus on taking care of ourselves, I actually think that that's the need that needs to get met. I could talk you into feeling better about yourself. I could talk you into taking your picture, you know, taking your phone and grabbing your pictures in natural daylight when you look particularly good. I could send you all the resources for how to make yourself look better, but it's the actual change that needs to happen is how you are taking care of yourself, because I think that's a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. I can tell you, like, when I'm sabotaging my diet, when I'm kind of phoning it in for my workout and I'm not even working up a sweat, but suddenly the workout clothes are coming off anyway, like, I can tell you that I am not feeling my best self. But when I am taking specific measurable actions towards living a healthier life, towards taking care of myself, moving my body, and I'm not talking you into becoming these perfect model size sixes, I'm talking about being healthy and taking care of yourself and not sabotaging your health and nurturing your body and recognizing that it is your greatest resource and you need to take care of it, that the resources within your body, the water, the fuel, the energy need to be replenished in order for you to be your best self. In order to optimize your potential, you need to be taking care of yourself, because no brandographer can come in there and make you look pretty. No, you know, sort of Photoshop glory filter can help you. If you are not taking care of yourself, you will never attract the people you want to attract, and you won't build the business you want to be building, because it's going to be like on... It'll be like building it on rented land, on something that's a little weaky and shaky in the foundation. It's not going to be strong, and it's not going to have roots. So I want you to use today's conversation as a touchstone for yourself. If you are sort of going through your social media feed and you have the not enough story, then I would like you to take this moment to ask yourself, what are you doing for yourself to be enough? Because if you're not taking care of your health, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're not moving your body, obviously you're going to feel like a piece of crap, because you're treating yourself like a piece of crap. If you want to feel better and look better and have more confidence, you need to act the part. And I think so often people have these conversations with people like me, and they just want to be rescued. They want kumbaya to be kind of like tossed about and blown up their, you know, behind. They want like they want smoke and unicorns blown up their behinds, because it's easier to just have somebody else save you than to really take an honest look at what you're doing to save yourself. How you're showing up for yourself, how you're failing yourself, how you're succeeding for yourself, that self-accountability. Because I think so often what usually happens when I have this conversation with my clients is I get the litany of reasons for why not. That I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, it's too expensive, it's too this, it's too that. And my story back to them is that was all true for those thought influencers you were trying to be more like. And they didn't just look like crap until they earned their first six-figure year. They didn't like come in as like the, you know, looking like, you know, death warmed over, and then suddenly they made 100K, and then their hair was shiny, and then their face was perfect, and then their skin started to glow. My story is these folks are people who sort of made deposits into their buckets, who took care of themselves, who managed their health and took care of and valued their resource, so that when they got in front of the camera, their best angles showed. Not because they posed the most, you know, perfect way, because they had the best photographer, because they did it in the best lighting, but because they were moving through the world as their best selves. That's what I want you to do. That is my call to action for you. I want you to look at how many nights in the past 7 nights have you gotten enough sleep? How many days in the past 7 days have you eaten things that fuel your body? I also want you to look at where you've allowed your body joy and pleasure. Not to the point of overindulgence, especially if you're doing that on repeat, but when have you welcomed in pleasure into your life? When have you chosen things that are comforting and that ease suffering? And when have you moved your body, and how often have you moved it? Because I tell people all the time, I can't get you to believe in yourself sitting still. You have to go out and do the thing, and then you'll feel better about yourself. And going out and doing the thing means moving. And you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to burn shit tons of calories, but you have to move your body. It doesn't work any other way. And if you come up with excuses, if you list all of the reasons why not today, you're never going to feel better about yourself. You're never going to feel like you're measuring up, because you're not acting like somebody worthy of that transformation. So what you have to do is look at what on the list has taken priority, and what could possibly be more important than you. Because you are needed for everything that comes next. I know that it's so easy to think it's about the perfect Instagram filter and the perfect post with the perfect hashtag and the perfect caption, but perfection is unattainable. But realistically, taking care of ourselves, nurturing our bodies, nurturing our souls, taking care of the things that fuel us and give us energy and warm us and fill us and complete us, that's how we set ourselves up for success. anything else, and we're just playing in the minors. And we're never really showing up at bat for us. So we have to show up for ourselves. I want you to look at how well you've been doing that. And if you've been feeling less than, I want you to make a 7-day commitment to yourself that for 7 days, you are going to give yourself the basics, because there's nothing here that I'm talking about that takes, you know, extra crazy amounts of time and is super unrealistic. But I want you to take a 7-day challenge with yourself to get more food in that's healthy, that's going to nurture you, to drink plenty of water, to move your body, to make sure you're spending time doing the things you love to do with people you love to do them with, that you are taking care of yourself. And a good exercise to do, and I like this is a sneak peek at something I do with my clients, is you can take a selfie of yourself today and then take a selfie of yourself in 7 days. And if you have done this consistently for 7 days, see how the pictures look, see how you feel differently, see how the story shifts. And my rule with people is always, if you do it for days 1, 2, and 3 and you fall off the wagon for day 4, go back and do day 1 again until you can get those 7 days in a row. But if we move the conversation from self-care to taking care of ourselves, to from imposter syndrome to actually being the version of ourselves we aspire to be, I think we get there faster. I think we meet our goals and we feel better about ourselves along the way. Thank you so much for today. If you have a question that you would like my 2 cents on, something that you're kind of niggling with in your business or even in your personal life, and you'd like my perspective, you can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.